Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast how to excel in IELTS speaking, adapting to new circumstances due to technology. Technology has become an integral part of our lives, constantly shaping how we live, work, and communicate. In the IELTS speaking test, questions about adapting to new circumstances due to technology are increasingly common. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss personal experiences, technological advancements, and societal changes. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions on this subject and maximize your IELTS speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about technology and how it affects your daily life. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: How has technology changed your daily routine? Band 6-7, answer: Technology has definitely changed my daily routine. I use my smartphone to check emails and social media first thing in the morning. During the day, I use various apps for work and communication. In the evening, I often watch videos or read ebooks on my tablet. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized my daily routine in numerous ways. From the moment I wake up, I'm immersed in a digital ecosystem. My smartphone serves as an alarm clock, news source, and communication hub. Throughout the day, I leverage various productivity apps and cloud-based platforms for work. In the evening, I often unwind by streaming content or engaging with ebooks on my tablet, which has significantly reduced my reliance on traditional media. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to adapting to new circumstances due to technology. Cue card. Describe a time when you adapted to new circumstances due to technology. You should say what the new circumstances were, how technology was involved, how you adapted to the change, and explain how you felt about this experience. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about how I adapted to remote work during the COVID-19 pandemic. The new circumstances were that I had to work from home instead of going to the office. Technology was involved because I had to use video conferencing software and cloud-based tools to communicate with my colleagues and complete my tasks. To adapt, I set up a home office space and learned how to use various online collaboration tools. I also had to get used to virtual meetings and managing my time effectively without the structure of a traditional office environment. At first, I felt a bit overwhelmed by the change, but as time went on, I started to appreciate the flexibility of remote work. It was challenging to adapt, but I also felt proud of myself for learning new skills and being able to continue working effectively despite the circumstances. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd like to share my experience of adapting to remote work during the COVID-19 pandemic, which was a significant shift in my professional life. The new circumstances necessitated a complete overhaul of my work environment and practices as I transitioned from a bustling office to a home-based setup. Technology played a pivotal role in this adaptation. I had to rapidly familiarize myself with various digital tools, including sophisticated video conferencing platforms like Zoom and Microsoft Teams, as well as cloud-based collaboration software such as Slack and Google Workspace. These tools became the lifeline of our team's communication and productivity. To adapt, I proactively created a dedicated home office space, optimizing it for video calls and long hours of computer work. I invested in ergonomic furniture and high-quality audio-visual equipment to ensure a professional appearance and clear communication during virtual meetings. Moreover, I developed new strategies for time management and self-motivation as the boundaries between work and personal life became increasingly blurred. Initially, I felt overwhelmed by the abrupt change and the technological learning curve. However, as I grew more proficient with the new tools and routines, I began to appreciate the flexibility and efficiency of remote work. The experience was ultimately empowering, as it enhanced my adaptability and digital literacy skills, which I believe are invaluable in today's rapidly evolving job market. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your view of technology in the workplace? Band 6-7. Answer. This experience made me realize how important technology is in the modern workplace. I saw that it can help us work more flexibly and efficiently. It also showed me that we need to be ready to learn new technologies quickly to stay competitive in our jobs. Band 8-9, answer. This experience fundamentally transformed my perspective on workplace technology. It illuminated the critical role that digital tools play in maintaining business continuity and fostering innovation. I came to appreciate the immense potential of technology to enhance collaboration, streamline processes, and provide unprecedented flexibility in how and where we work. Moreover, it underscored the importance of digital adaptability and continuous learning in the modern professional landscape, reinforcing my belief that technological proficiency is no longer optional, but essential for career advancement and organizational success. Do you think technology has made it easier or harder for people to adapt to new situations? Band 6-7, answer. I think technology has made it both easier and harder for people to adapt to new situations. On one hand, it gives us access to a lot of information and tools that can help us learn and adjust quickly. On the other hand, the rapid pace of technological change can be overwhelming for some people, especially older generations who might not be as familiar with new technologies. Band 8-9, answer. I believe technology has paradoxically made adaptation both easier and more challenging. On the positive side, technology has democratized access to information and resources, empowering individuals to acquire new skills and knowledge at an unprecedented pace. It has also created innovative solutions to complex problems, often simplifying processes that were once cumbersome. However, the relentless pace of technological advancement has also intensified the pressure to adapt continuously. This can be particularly daunting for those who are less tech-savvy or have limited access to digital resources, potentially exacerbating social and economic disparities. Furthermore, the rapid obsolescence of skills and technologies can create a sense of perpetual instability, requiring constant upskilling and reskilling. Ultimately, while technology provides powerful tools for adaptation, it also demands a high degree of resilience, flexibility, and lifelong learning from individuals to effectively navigate an increasingly digital world. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question: how do you think technology will change the way we work in the future? Band 6-7, answer. I believe technology will continue to change the way we work in many ways. We'll probably see more remote work options and flexible schedules. Artificial intelligence might take over some routine tasks, allowing people to focus on more creative and strategic work. We'll also likely see new jobs created that we can't even imagine yet as technology keeps advancing. Band 8-9, answer. I anticipate that technology will profoundly reshape the future of work in several key ways. Firstly, I expect a significant shift towards hybrid work models, blending remote and in-office experiences enabled by advanced communication and collaboration platforms. This will likely redefine our understanding of the workplace and work-life balance. Secondly, artificial intelligence and automation will undoubtedly revolutionize many industries, augmenting human capabilities in some areas while potentially displacing certain jobs in others. This will necessitate a fundamental reevaluation of skills and roles, with a greater emphasis on uniquely human attributes such as creativity, emotional intelligence, and complex problem solving. Furthermore, I foresee the emergence of entirely new industries and job categories driven by technological innovations like virtual and augmented reality, blockchain, and advanced biotechnology. These developments will demand a workforce that is adaptable, tech-savvy, and committed to lifelong learning. Lastly, technology will likely play a crucial role in addressing global challenges such as climate change and healthcare, creating opportunities for purpose-driven work that combines technological expertise with social impact. Question: what are some potential drawbacks of relying too heavily on technology in our daily lives? Band 6-7. Answer: there are several potential drawbacks to relying too heavily on technology. One is that we might become too dependent on it and lose some basic skills. Another issue is privacy and security concerns, as we share more personal information online. Technology can also be distracting and affect our ability to focus or enjoy face-to-face interactions. Lastly, there's the environmental impact of producing and disposing of electronic devices. Band 8-9, answer. While technology offers numerous benefits, excessive reliance on it can lead to several significant drawbacks. Firstly, there's the risk of digital dependency, where individuals may lose proficiency in essential analog skills or struggle to function effectively when technology fails. This dependency can erode critical thinking and problem-solving abilities as people become accustomed to instant solutions provided by technology. Secondly, the pervasive use of technology raises serious concerns about privacy and data security. As we entrust more of our personal information to digital platforms, we become increasingly vulnerable to data breaches and surveillance, potentially compromising our autonomy and freedom. Another crucial issue is the impact on mental health and social relationships. The constant connectivity enabled by technology can lead to information overload, increased stress, and diminished quality of face-to-face interactions. This can contribute to feelings of isolation and anxiety, despite being more connected than ever. Moreover, there are significant environmental implications to consider. The rapid production and obsolescence of electronic devices contribute to e-waste and resource depletion, while the energy consumption of data centers and networks has a substantial carbon footprint. Lastly, there's the risk of exacerbating social inequalities. As technology becomes more integral to education, work, and daily life, those without access or skills to use it effectively may find themselves at a significant disadvantage, potentially widening the digital divide. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to adapting to new circumstances due to technology. Adapt, verb, dapt, to change or adjust to new conditions. Example, I had to adapt quickly to the new remote work environment. Innovation, noun, innovation, a new idea, method, or device. Example, technological innovation has transformed the way we communicate. Digital literacy, noun phrase, litsi, the ability to use information and communication technologies. Example, improving digital literacy is essential in today's tech-driven world. Paradigm shift, noun shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the pandemic caused a paradigm shift in how businesses operate. Streamline, verb streamline, to make a system or organization more efficient and effective. Example, new software helped us streamline our project management processes. Resilience, noun, the ability to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, adapting to new technologies requires resilience and perseverance. Unprecedented, adjective, precedented, never done or known before. Example, the rapid adoption of remote work technologies was unprecedented. Obsolete, adjective, obsolete, no longer in use or out of date. Example, many traditional skills are becoming obsolete due to automation. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing adapting to new circumstances due to technology, prepare diverse examples. Have a range of personal experiences ready to discuss how technology has impacted your life or work. Use sophisticated vocabulary. Incorporate advanced terms related to technology and adaptation, but ensure you use them accurately and naturally. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and provide reasons for your opinions. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, even when discussing complex topics. Stay informed. Keep up with current technological trends and their societal impacts to provide relevant and insightful responses. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show that you can analyze both the benefits and drawbacks of technological advancements. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to showcase your language proficiency. Be authentic. While it's important to use advanced language, make sure your responses reflect your genuine thoughts and experiences. By following these tips and regularly practicing your speaking skills, you'll be well prepared to discuss how you've adapted to new circumstances due to technology in your IELTS speaking test. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to review topics on describing virtual fitness classes or discussing flexibility in various situations. These related topics can broaden your vocabulary and provide additional context for discussing adaptation and technology.